Well, it always feels worse than that straight after. We didn't help ourselves. You know, we just started very slowly, conceded a really scruffy goal from our point of view from a corner. Then started playing a little bit, had some good passages of play, some good opportunities. The final ball was not quite there for us, slightly over hit or under hit or intercepted when we needed to take more care with that. We got some good opportunities, and then, you know, conceded the second goal right on the stroke of half time was a bit of a killer blow, and we left ourselves a mountain to climb.
Daryl Murphy is such a high quality finisher, you can't give him that time and space, can you?
Oh, absolutely, especially not on his favoured left foot, you know, and he just picked his spot and put it in as you would expect him to. So, you know, without a doubt, we need to get up to the ball, get closer, and stop people, you know, shooting at will.
Were you tempted to make changes at half time, or was it a case of read the Riot Act and say, right, go and do it better?
Well, it was tempting, I've got to say, but also then I decided on the latter and, you know, give people an opportunity to try and sort of right the wrongs of the first half a little bit, if you like. And, you know, second half we showed, I thought, a lot of endeavour. We certainly huffed and puffed and competed very well. Again, maybe lack that quality that we needed to break them down. We got a slightly fortuitous goal, but we got back in it then, and like I say, we huffed and puffed and had a bit of a go then.
You say fortuitous, but Ross has got to be in the right place at the right time, and at least he switched on for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the ball came through to him, and he took his opportunity very well, which, you know, again, I would expect him to do that. He's a good finisher, and he's a poacher in those situations. But like I say, we didn't have enough shots on target, certainly throughout the game, but especially second half.
How's Hutchinson? It looked a pretty nasty clash towards the end of that game.
Yeah, it's just a cut. He'll be fine with that, but it's a gash in his head, so obviously need sorting out, stitching up, but he'll be okay.
Do you want to get? You almost need a game, what, tomorrow or Monday, don't you? Try and get that one out of the system.
Games come when games come, you know. So it'll give us a chance to review this one, sort of put it to bed, and then do all our work on our training pitch for next Saturday.
You've spoken about the endeavour there, Kit, in the second half, but on the face of it, obviously Fulham are full of some quality players. Ross McCormack, Scott Parker obviously have had a great reputation. Can you put your finger on where it seems to have just disappeared for Fulham in the last few weeks?
I think it's you know, the confidence and belief is, I've said all along, when I first took over, it was sort of steadying the ship and galvanising, getting everything together, and then it's the rebuilding now. The rebuilding bit is the tough bit, you know, from where we had to come from, but it's, you know, we need to get on with it and do better, without a doubt. And it's, yeah, confidence is still quite fragile, and when things start going against us, you know, I think collectively as a group we need to get together and say, right, calm down, and still look to get on the ball, still look to pass it in the right areas of the pitch without giving it away sillily, stupidly, or whatever. But yeah, listen, it's you know, we're in a bit of a scrap at the moment. We need to roll our sleeves up and fight as well.
Results did go your way today beneath you in the table. It's a 5-point gap between you and the bottom three, but obviously you must still obviously have one eye on what's going on down there.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I've always been conscious, you know, we've always been probably closer to the bottom than we have to the top at any stage since I've taken over. But, you know, we were rock bottom at one stage when I did first take over. So, but we need to do better, and we know that, I think, as a collectively, and we will do.
Has that been the biggest challenge, Kit, the fact that some of the players, possibly confidence-wise, were rock bottom when you took over, as well as being rock bottom in the table, having to pick them up and then going into the grind of a season as well? Has that been the biggest challenge for you?
Well, that was, yeah, that's been quite tough. And I'd say the initial thing was to just try and galvanise and get things back together a little bit. And you know, we did that, and that went quite well. But then once you have that period out of the way, it is then a building and there's a lot of hard work still to be done. I think that's clear for everyone to see.
Just finally, one player of real quality, Brian Ruiz, who you didn't expect to have back in Fulham colours, is back in Fulham colours, and you've already stated he's got a big part to play.
Well, that's right. You know, every quality player at my disposal, I'm gonna use to the full. So, yeah, Brian's back with us now, and you know, he'll crack on, knuckle down, and he'll be certainly be available, and you know, he's a good option for us to have.
Kit, sorry, can I just ask you? You mentioned obviously where you came in and where the team were. Is it therefore a bit disappointing to hear so many boos during that game? Because, you know, this is a work in progress, and it's improved from where you started.
Well, it is, but, you know, I also understand, you know, I want us to be much higher at the table than we are as well. You know, I'm as frustrated as anyone. So I understand people's feelings and people's reactions, but you know that is a fact where we came from. You know, that was no when we started out. So it was always going to be tough. You know, and we did get things certainly galvanised and everyone pulling together now. But there's no getting away from this. Is a very tough league. This is a very young squad with a lot of inexperience. So you know, you can't expect miracles, but also I want it to be better, and it will get better.